Hello and welcome to GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com. My name is Helen Morris, and in this show we are going to look at the service transition lifecycle stage. To learn more about me and my background, please check out my GoGo Training profile. If you have any questions you would like to ask me, please use the question and comment box below. Right, let's get started. Service transition, the service lifecycle stage. In service transition, as the name suggests, we're looking at transitioning the service that we have designed into our live operational environment. Service transition is an absolutely key part of our service lifecycle stage, and as an operational manager, many years ago, I would have been extremely happy to have a transition stage when projects were delivering new services. It used to be the way that projects would simply deliver the service and then leave, and you were left holding something that was really not very clear. Things have changed as we've moved on, and now we have this service transition lifecycle concept. So, let's step back a moment. When we look at service transition, we need an output from service design. In service design, we looked at delivering a service which met all of the requirements that the business had defined as part of our strategic approach to delivering service. So we looked at the concepts of utility and warranty. Assuming that our service design has now delivered us a service design package which captures the utility and warranty requirements, the service level requirements that are identified as part of our design, and also shows us how that design will work in the reality of our live operational environment, transition is then ready to use a number of processes to help us understand how that can be translated and transported into our operational environment with minimal impact to the organisation that we support. It's important to emphasise at this point that transition is all about minimising impact. When we put a new transition in place or a new service or change to a service is delivered, the last thing we want to hear is that a conversation at the water cooler which goes something like, "I hear IT are making a change over the weekend and delivering a new service. I think I'll wait until Tuesday before I come back. I'll take Monday off because it's sure to be a disaster." That's not something that we want to have. We want to make sure that people have a seamless experience when we transition a new service into our live environment. And this means that we need to think about a number of different factors. The factors we consider are captured within the individual processes that are looked at in the service transition lifecycle stage. There is an element that needs to go on of service transition planning and management. We need to understand exactly what's involved in the transition, ensure that we have sufficient resources available to us, make sure that we know exactly what's going to take place and how it will affect the business. We need to understand our funding requirements, the technology requirements, and the skills that we need to involve when we're looking at the transition overall. One of the ways that ITIL recommends we deal with this is to take a project management approach, so that we begin to introduce the quality gates that project management approaches have, so that we can check and verify we are reaching the right level of progress at each stage of our transition. We also need to think about how we manage this as a change to our existing environment. So the process of change management in service transition is extremely key. Change management requires us to understand how we record, review, assess and evaluate changes, authorise, plan, deploy, and then review and close a change, and we need to make sure that this is done in a controlled manner. When we do these activities in change management, we're actually working much further than just the service transitional lifecycle stage. We're working across the whole of the lifecycle. So when we look at change management, it's important to understand that the authorisation of a change is a quality gate that we need to go through and make sure that we are absolutely certain that this change will provide benefit to our organisation. When we look at supporting processes to change management to enable us to understand the benefits we're going to realise, we look at processes such as service asset and configuration management. Understanding the impact of a change on our existing infrastructure is benefited by configuration management, because configuration management captures a view and provides us with a logical model of our entire infrastructure, allowing us to see the impact of a change on individual configuration items, but also on the wider interdependencies that they may have. Configuration management means that we can understand what is going on in our infrastructure and show how services connect together and how components of services are shared. It's extremely important to capture this information effectively and accurately so that we can make value judgment and risk assessments appropriately throughout our organisational infrastructure. Another process that we consider during our transition phase is that of release and deployment. Release and deployment takes our authorised change and then makes it ready to go live into our live environment. In order to achieve this successfully, we need to think about other process areas before we actually take the deployment forward. And these are the areas of service validation and testing and evaluation. Let me break off from release and deployment for a moment just to cover those important areas of validation and testing and evaluation. Validation and testing is concerned with simulating the live environment and ensuring that we test the service that's being created or that's being delivered in as much as possible a close environment to what it's going to be when it's finally released. We need to make sure that we have the appropriate people involved at this point, and that means user acceptance testing. So setting up the user acceptance criteria and making sure that we have test scripts which can be repeatedly used by a number of different individuals and reporting on the results. That leads us neatly into our evaluation process. Evaluation, based on the results of service testing, will understand whether or not the designed service is working effectively and well, and whether or not we can go forward, or we have to stop and go back in our processes to redesign or perhaps completely stop the implementation. So close associations between change management, service validation and testing, and evaluation will eventually lead us to a point where our authorised change is acceptable, it's been tested, and it works effectively according to the requirements that were designed. And here is where we rejoin our service, our important process of release and deployment. Release and deployment then takes this validated service or change to an existing service and begins to create the environments in which we can test it in the live, in a pilot situation. It's important to do live pilot testing as part of release and deployment so that we can truly understand how a new service will behave in our operational environment. Release and deployment also has, as part of it, the important concept of early life support. So as the release is finally deployed and our transition teams are working to deliver it into operation, we work alongside our operational teams. So in fact, we're double manning at this point, but the effort is well worth it, because what it means is any issues can be immediately eradicated by people who have a clear understanding of how the service is designed to work. Part of this will, of course, be the knowledge transfer that has to go through with our transitions. We need to make sure that there is adequate knowledge transfer throughout our service lifecycle, but never more important than when we are introducing a new or a change to an existing service into operation. We need to make sure that our knowledge is transferred to the appropriate and competent people, making sure that users know how to use the new service and making sure that our support teams understand how to support it effectively. So there we have the whole of the service transition lifecycle stage, all geared towards a controlled introduction of the designed new or change to an existing service in a seamless and a manner which will not impact on our live operational activity. I hope you enjoyed today's presentation. If you have any questions or comments, please use the question and comment box below. If you are interested in viewing my other shows, just search the GoGo Radio archive for Helen Morris. If there is a show you would like me to do, you can let me know by using the question and comment box. Thank you for your time today, and remember to tune in to the GoGo Radio, found exclusively on gogotraining.com.